之光，耶和华的满落光。In your mercy endureth forever and ever. Oh, great is all.
God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, the man of war himself, the Lord of hosts, the one who has never lost a war. Glory be to your holy name. Accept our worship in Jesus' name.Today, my Father, my God, your children have gathered together to have a very special encounter with you. As a result of today's encounter, give them victory. Give them absolute victory. Fight their battles for them.Together to have a very special encounter with you. As a result of today's encounter, give them victory. Give them absolute victory. Fight their battles for them. And let them remember today forevermore. Prophesy.Concerning yourself to two or three people. Tell him or her, I'm not joking. Before the end of this week, you are going to rejoice with me. Go ahead, tell about three or four people. And then put your hands together for the Almighty God. And then you can be seated. The Almighty God told us at the beginning of this year that this is going to be a very remarkable year. And like I told you the last time we met, if you check,all the prophecies, you will see that many of them are already coming to pass rapidly. And one is going to come to pass in your life tonight. Because God is about to give you victory over poverty.Tomorrow, if the Lord tarries, we'll be waging war against barrenness. And barrenness means fruitless efforts. So all of us who have been walking like an elephant and eating like an ant, that is going to come to an end tomorrow. And then on Wednesday, by the special grace of God, we will be waging war against probably the worst enemy of all, and that is bondage. I'm trusting the Almighty God that before Thursday morning, your testimonies will be full. Our text during these 3 days of victories is going to be Exodus chapter 3, verse 15. Exodus 3, verse 15. And God said, moreover, unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. You can read it in a slightly different manner and say, and God said, moreover, unto Adeboye, thus shalt thou say unto all my children, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me unto you. This will be a remarkable year for you. Yeah. Poverty is an enemy. According to Proverbs chapter 22, verse 7, Proverbs 22, verse 7, the Bible says the borrower shall serve the lender. In the name that's above every other name. After tonight, in a way you can never explain, you will never borrow again. It is not in the plan of God for you to be poor. In 3 John verse 2, 3 John verse 2, the Bible says, I wish above all things that you prosper. If you just consider the law of priority, that what is uppermost in a man's heart is what he will say first. God says, I wish above all things that you prosper. And all those who say it will not be so, they will watch it happen to you. Oh, don't worry, there will be those who will tell you all you come to Jesus Christ for is to prosper. And they will criticize you, they will criticize me. But it doesn't matter. If you are poor, they will criticize you. They will say, where is the God you are serving? If you are rich, they will criticize you. You only came to Jesus Christ for wealth. Well, since they are going to criticize you either way, I think it's better they criticize you for wealth. In the name that's above every other name, very soon, poverty will no longer be known in your family. God said, I am the God of Abraham. And what do we know about Abraham? Genesis chapter 12, from verse 1 to 3. Genesis 12, verse 1 to 3. The very moment God called out Abraham, he promised him manifold blessings. He said, I will bless you. I will make you great. I will make your name great. You will be a blessing. That's what God said. In Genesis chapter 24, verse 1, Genesis 24, verse 1, the Bible says, God has blessed Abraham in all things. All things. In Genesis 24, from verse 34 to 35, Genesis 24, 34 to 35, the Bible says, God has blessed Abraham greatly. Greatly. I want you to lift your voice to the Almighty God straight away and say, God of Abraham, you are my God. Bless me in all things. Go ahead, talk to the Lord for a minute. You are the God of Abraham. And you are my God. And you bless Abraham in all things. Bless me also in all things. Bless me in all things. And bless me greatly. You are my God, God of Abraham. Oh yes, so bless me in all things and bless me greatly. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. He said, I'm not just the God of Abraham. He said, I'm the God of Isaac. And when you read Genesis chapter 22, from verse 15 to 18, Genesis 22 from verse 15 to 18, you will see that God is the God of multiplication. He said to Abraham, I swear by myself. The Bible says it because he has nobody greater than himself to swear by. He swore by himself. He said, Abraham, in blessing I will bless thee. In multiply, I will multiply your seed. When God began to move on behalf of Isaac, the Bible says in Genesis 26, from verse 12 to 14, Genesis 26 from verse 12 to 14, the Bible said not only was he tremendously blessed, he even had store of servants. He had so many servants, he practically stored them. That's the God of Isaac. Not too long ago, a head of state came to visit us for the first time at the Congress. When he was coming, he came with 250 bodyguards. And your God is the God of Isaac. The God that can bless so much that when you have to travel, hundreds of people will follow you. Yeah. Lift your hands to the Almighty God and say, God of Isaac, multiply me Go ahead, tell him. You are my God. Multiply me, multiply me, multiply me, O God of Isaac. Multiply me. Multiply me. Multiply me. Multiply me, Almighty God. Multiply me. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. God of Isaac multiplied Isaac so much that the Bible says the Philistines envied him. God blessed one man so mightily. A whole nation began to envy him. We have examples around. There is at least one man in Nigeria that God has blessed so much. Even big, big people, big, big companies are envying him. In the name that's above every other name, my God will bless you so mightily. You will become the envy of this nation. And wherever you are, listening to me all over the world, my God will bless you so mightily. You will become the envy of your nation. And then he said, I'm also the God of Jacob. And when you read Genesis chapter 30, from verse 40 to 43, Genesis 30, 40 to 43, the Bible says God blessed Jacob exceedingly. To exceed means it doesn't matter how big your dream may be. God can go beyond it. I'm sure there are many of us who are here who will be tremendously blessed. Who will feel so happy if they can at least once a year build a church for God. But do you know God can exceed that? He can bless you so mightily that every month you dedicate a new church. Do you know that when we talk about sowing and reaping 100-fold returns, that is the limit of Isaac. When it comes to the limit of Jacob, the Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 11, Deuteronomy 1 verse 11, that the Almighty God is able to multiply you 1,000 times. My God has sent me to tell someone here tonight. Very soon, you'll be talking about 1,000 times returns. And how did it happen to Jacob? You read Genesis chapter 30 from verse 37 to 43. Genesis 30 from verse 37 to 43. That whenever an animal is pregnant in the house of the in-law and the animal is weak, Jacob will put him aside. Excuse me. But when the animal is strong, he will make some special rods and put it where the strong animal will come and drink. The result was the strong animals began to produce for Jacob, and the weak animals began to produce for the in-law, who was a 419 man. And then Jacob explained what happened. How did you learn this trick, young man, that transferred the wealth of the wicked to the rod, to the just? And I'm decreeing to somebody here today, because you came tonight, the treasures of the wicked will be transferred to you. In Genesis 31, from verse 9 to 13, Genesis 31, from verse 9 to 13, Jacob explained. He said, God showed me what to do. I saw it in a vision, and I followed the vision. Do you know all it takes God is to show you just one method of doing whatever you are doing, and all of a sudden, your growth will become exceeding. Just one revelation from the Almighty God. And the problem of years will disappear within hours. When I say God is going to bless you remarkably, some of you are already thinking, how is it going to happen? We're not talking of Yahoo Yahoo. We are talking of the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. I told you before, when I was doing my PhD, when you are doing a PhD in mathematics, it means you are solving a problem nobody had ever solved before. And if nobody has solved it before, it means nobody knows whether it has a solution. So God have mercy on you if you solve the problem. If you don't, all your efforts are wasted. And I've been solving the problem for 18 months. And I ended up with 186 simultaneous equations. If you have never done mathematics before, you won't know the meaning of that. And I didn't even now know what to do next. I was stuck. And I said, all right, let me just put this thing aside now. Let me pray and go to bed. And suddenly I decided to read Exodus 14, from verse 21 to 28. You know the story. The Red Sea parted for the children of Israel to pass, and then it came together again. As I finished reading that passage, God spoke to me. And he's going to speak to somebody tonight. He says, son, yes, Lord, bring your equations. And I brought them and spread them on the table before him. And he began to guide me. Put this equation on the left, put this one on the right. Put this one on the left, put this one on the right. And I did that. And suddenly I saw what I didn't see before. That all the equations on the left, they had something common. All the equations on the right, they had something common. To cut a long story short, 5 hours later, my PhD thesis was ready. That God, my God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, we visit you tonight. He will give you a revelation. And what is our role? What does he expect from us? Because just like I asked you to tell your neighbor, this is not a joking matter. This is not an ordinary gathering. This is a remarkable year of victory. What is it that he expects from us? If you say the God of Abraham is my God, then study Abraham. And you will discover Abraham was an altar man. Everywhere he went, he built altars for God. Genesis chapter 12, verse 6 to 7, he built an altar. Genesis 12, 6 to 7. Then he moved from there to somewhere else. Genesis chapter 12, verse 8. As soon as he arrived somewhere else, he built an altar. And then Genesis chapter 13, from verse 14 to 18. Genesis 13, 14 to 18. He moved so somewhere else. As soon as he arrived there, he built an altar. Abraham was an altar man. He was an incurable God worshiper. What about Isaac? You read Genesis chapter 22, verse 7. Genesis 22, verse 7. When the father and himself were going up for that great sacrifice, when God had asked Abraham to sacrifice his son, Isaac said to the father, "Daddy, we can see the fire. We can see the wood. Everything is ready for a worship of God. Where is the lamb?" Small boy, he said to Daddy, "We are going to worship God." And God said that nobody will come unto him empty-handed. Where is the lamb? The Almighty God, the God of Isaac, expects that each time you come before him, you don't come empty-handed. No, he's not asking for something big. He knows how much you have. He's only saying, "You come before me determined to honor me." When you think of Isaac, he's the one that was going to be even the first fruit sacrifice. In the story in Genesis chapter 22, he was the one who was to be the sacrifice of his father. And you know very well Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 to 10. Proverbs 3, 9 to 10 says, "You honor God with your first fruit." That's what he said. What about Jacob? Jacob is the one who promised in Genesis chapter 28, verse 20 to 21. Genesis 28, verse 20 to 21, he said, "God, try me. Prosper me, and you will know you have a good boy." He said, "I'm going now empty-handed. You bless me, I will put you first. I will give you the tithe of all." It's there in the Bible. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 4. Ecclesiastes 5 verse 4 tells us clearly, you want the God of Jacob to be your God? When you promise God something, when you vow a vow to God, make sure you pay it. Don't delay. Because the God of Jacob has no interest in fools. It's a remarkable year. It's not a year when you toy with God. This is the year when everything is going to turn around for the better for somebody. You want to have victory over lack. You want to have victory over poverty of any kind. You want to have victory over fruitless efforts. You want to have victory in every area of your life. You must surrender to the God who says his name is the all-sufficient one. In Genesis chapter 17, verse 1. Genesis 17, verse 1. The first time he introduced himself to Abraham, he said, I am the all-sufficient God. I am the almighty God. He said, walk before me and be thou perfect, and I will show you what I can do. So those of us who are already his children, our poverty ends tonight. Because we are going to begin to walk with the Almighty God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, in all seriousness. No more joking. We are no longer coming to his presence casually. We are coming before the God of Abraham, who, when he says, give me your only son Isaac, who says, you can't have it, Lord. You can have everything I have. We're going to be coming to the Almighty God with the assurance that he can multiply us a thousandfold. That same God, my God, the God of your father, who looked at us when we came to this camp, and we thought a crowd of 8,000 people was a huge crowd. But he said, we have not started. We have not seen anything yet. That God who has brought us thus far, that God who was just smiling when I told my people that we are going to build an auditorium that is 3 kilometers by 3 kilometers. And some people laughed. What are you going to put there? I told them, wait and see. They told me that this auditorium, the one we are in now, is enough. But then, when the convention comes, this place has become overflow. That same God is saying to somebody today, that very soon, what you think is great shall become too little. But will you serve him the way Abraham served him? Will you serve him the way Isaac served him? Will you serve him the way Jacob served him? And he will prove himself to you. Now, as for those of you who don't even know him, Some of you are just hearing about him for the first time. In many of the viewing centers all over the world, I've introduced to you, my God, the God who can do anything, the God who can put an end to all your lack. But he's saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He promised, if you surrender your life to me, I will show you that I can make you a brand new creature. I can make sure that all things will pass away, that all things will become new for you. So if you will want to come and taste this God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to discover that he is good, I invite you now, proceed to the altar, wherever that altar is, and surrender your life to him. Tell him, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, I've come to surrender my life to you. I want you to take over from now on. Save my soul, and I will serve you for the rest of my life. Come quickly. I'm going to count from 1 to 10. Before I say 10, make sure you are already standing before the altar, wherever that altar may be. And I will pray with you, and everything will begin to change for the better for you. I'm counting now. 1, 2, 3. Four. Five. Six. God bless you. Hurry up. 7. 8. 9. 8. All right, those of you who are still coming, hurry up. But those of you who are already before the altar, cry to the Almighty God now. And say, Father, I have come to surrender my life to you. Please save my soul. Forgive all my sins. Let me become one of your children, and I will serve you for the rest of my life. I will have nothing more to do with Satan. I will do your will. Go ahead. Cry unto him. And those of you who are already children of God all over the place, stretch your hands towards the people before the altar and intercede for them. Pray that the one who saved your soul will save their own souls also. Pray that the Almighty God will wipe away all their sins with his blood and receive them into the family of God so that everything will become new for them. Thank you, Father. Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. My Father, my God, we want to say thank you for your word. Thank you for these people who have come forward to surrender their lives to you. Please receive them in Jesus' name. Forgive all their sins. Let your blood wash them clean. As you save their souls, Lord, write their names in the book of life. Receive them into the family of God. And from now on, whenever they cry unto you, answer them by fire. And let them serve you to the end. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Well, those of you who have come forward, let me hear you shout hallelujah. Congratulations. I promise you that from now on, by God's grace, I'll be praying for you. And you will see someone who is a counselor lifting up one placard to your left. Follow him or her and will lead you to where some people will collect the information I need. And they bring you back very quickly. God bless you. You can begin to go. Let's give the Lord a big round of applause for all those who are going. Go ahead, clap for them. Clap very well, clap very well. Amen. Now we are going to pray some prayers with all seriousness. First of all, you will stand on your feet and shout a big hallelujah to God. You will lift your voice to God and say, God of Abraham. I'm sure you heard me at the beginning. I said, we are not joking tonight. Say, God of Abraham. God of Isaac. God of Jacob. Thank you because you are my God. Go ahead, thank him. Thank you, because you are my God. You are my God. God of Abraham, thank you that you are my God. God of Isaac, thank you that you are my God. God of Jacob, thank you because you are my God. Thank you. Thank you because you are my God. Thank you because you are my God. Thank you because you are my God. Amen. Your second prayer, you're going to pray it with all your strength. You're going to pray as if you are a true believer that will believe what you have just said. You will lift up your voice to him loud and clear again and say, God of Abraham. God of Isaac, God of Jacob, because you are my God, I refuse poverty from now on. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. I refuse lack. I refuse poverty physical. I refuse poverty material. I refuse poverty mental. I refuse poverty emotional. I refuse poverty spiritual. Oh yes, Lord. Because you are my God. I refuse poverty. Oh yes, I refuse it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now I want you to remain in an attitude of prayer and take your offering that we want to give to this God that says you shouldn't come before him empty-handed. And then you are going to pray one more prayer as you lift that offering to him. I say, God of Abraham. Yes. Come on, call on him. God of Isaac. God of Jacob. Bless me exceedingly. Go ahead, cry unto him. Bless me exceedingly. I know you can do it. Bless me exceedingly. I want to serve you exceedingly. Bless me exceedingly. Bless me exceedingly. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. My Father, my God, I thank you. I have delivered your message to your people. They have heard you, Lord, and they believe that your word that has gone forth tonight is not going to fall to the ground.